Right, as always, the Torah that we learn should be and he may recognize if you're looking at the vigil that we're in back in our old digs. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to be cooled and enjoy the Torah in a cooler environment. Parashas Balak this week is a fascinating parasha where Klal Yisrael are on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, just about to be able to go across Eretz, or circumvent Eretz Moav, and then go into Eretz Yisrael. And Balak ben Zippor, who, as we know, was not a Moavi, he was from Nesichei Midian, as Rashi says. For whatever reason, he had been appointed as their king in the interim, because they needed a king in order to be able to cope with the threat of Klal Yisrael on their doorstep, as the Ramban says. And he looks to his homeland, to Midian, to get advice or assistance from Bilam HaRasha. And there are a few ha'oras that are asked by the Ma'ov HaShemesh at the beginning of the parasha. He says, Vayar Balak ben Zippor is kol ha'shaos Yisrael lo emor. That's the interesting, the Vayar, he saw, l'chora, he wasn't there. Did he actually see what Klal Yisrael did to the emor? More than that, he says, it wasn't the biggest nace, wasn't what they did to Sichem Melech emor. It was a much bigger nace what they did to Og Melech HaBoshon. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was much more scared about Og Melech HaBoshon because of the zechuyos that he had. So if we're going to say that there was anything that he's to be afraid of, it's really to be afraid of that we overpowered Sichon and Oig, Melech Emori and Melech HaBoshon. Why does he focus only what Klal Yisrael did to the Emori? Also, it says that Moav were afraid mipnei ha'om, Moed, kirav hu. Should have said kirav heim, or kirabim heim. What's the lashon kirav hu? So if there were many, it should be more than. And furthermore, he says, when they send the message to the Zikne Midian, as we know, these two were arch enemies, Chazal tell us, and it was only in order to collaborate against Klal Yisrael that they formed some sort of alliance in order to be able to attack Klal Yisrael. But they weren't people who enjoyed each other, in which case it must have been that they knew that this was Klal Yisrael we're talking about, because otherwise there was nothing, there was no agenda. They wouldn't have joined together, they wouldn't have made any sort of alliance. And therefore, when it says, Ato yelachachu hakohol, it's called Svivoisim. What do you mean hakohol? Ato yelachachu Yisrael, it's called Svivoisim. Says the Ma'ov HaShemesh, beautiful thing. He says that he was once present when the Rebbe of Zisha asked his brother, the Rebbe of Meilech, a question. And he said to him, please tell me, the Zeh Aloshim, Ochi, tell me, how is it that you are poel nisim v'niflois u'masim neiroim she'uchal gam kein lifol kach? How do you do it? What's the secret? So his response was klal advarim b'kitzor, said the Rebbe Reb Meilech to Reb Zisha, this is what it is in short. Klal advarim b'kitzor she'ish lo ha'admar. It's shu'al yedei hischabrus ha'tzadikim v'ava v'chiba v'reyus b'neihem and Rizisha said to him, "Emachanami, bevadei kizehu ikakod." Explains the Ma'ariv Hashemesh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, "Kinos la tzadikim noel lohem noel oilam." And he explains that Klal Yisrael at this point, where they were on the brink of entering Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about that people who had been involved in the Egel, people who had been involved in the Meraglim. All of those were no longer with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was now a unit of people who were ba'achdus niflo, ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. And it was because of this tremendous achdus that they were able to do what they were doing. The Retnach that they had Moshe Rabbeinu as their manig, who was ma'achid the whole of Klal Yisrael at this point, and he was about to leave them, and to leave them in this matzav of achdus, in complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and achdus amongst themselves, that would allow them to go into Eretz Yisrael. And that is what the power of Klal Yisrael is. When there's Achdus amongst us, we have everything. He explains and he elaborates a little more. He says that Tzadikim, we know that there is, we know even though we don't understand, that there are many different combinations of Shemus HaKadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are used to are used to create and maintain the world, which were used and are used to create and maintain nisim v'niflois. Even if a tzaddik doesn't know all of them, he says, however, we're talking about a tzaddik דיני הצדיקים על ידי ייחודם בשמי סהבייס הקדושים מעוררים הרחמים אל כנסת ישראל, והסיטרא אחרא נסקנו לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. They are mechaben certain shemus and certain things in kedusha, which inspires Klal Yisrael, which helps Klal Yisrael, and it subdues the sitra achra, the satan. Ach lav kol adam yochel lifalei v'nei kavanos v'shemus hakdoshim. Not all of us can do that. Ki lo bekavana levad talia milsa. And even tzaddikim says it's not toilet only on the kavana. Ki mechaben and put together mitzarev all the shemus. No. Rak im hu oved es Hashem yisparach be'emes v'loy mei toira lishma v'tchilu rochimu. Ish asher kozeh hagam she'inu mechavim b'shemus hakdoshim. A person who he says is oved Hashem be'emes loy mei terosa lishma, even if he's not mechavim the shemus, kivin shekol meitzis fosam hu b'kedushu metahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzaref those shemus for him. Those words of Torah HaKadosh, those words of the Aleph Beis with which the world was created and is maintained, are combined and put together to create nisim for Klal Yisrael. And it's all when there is only kishiyish achdus for Yisrael. When there's achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, then there's achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, there's achdus amongst them, that can fuse together, it fuses together those words which are potentially, or letters which are potentially all randomly there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, you're ba'achdus, I'm ma'achd those together. Each of you represent letters in the Torah, and those are you're misachad, I'm ma'achad them as well, and that creates Yeshua. So he says, and that Bilam and Balak were no fools. They could see with understanding and with clarity, with a certain amount of clarity. They could look and they could see from perhaps from a place of tumah, but they realized what was going on. Bayar Balak ben Tzipor, meaning Bayar, he understood. Like we say at the beginning of Parashas Vayera, when Avraham Avinu saw the Malachim, it says twice Bayar, Bayar. What's the twice Bayar? Second one is he understood. Bayar Balak ben Tzipor, he understood is Kol Hashe'osi Yisrael Lo Emori, using the power of Amira. It was through their power of tefillah, through Moshe Rabbeinu's power of tefillah, through their achdus that was amongst them, and that's why they were afraid. You know why? Kirav, they were many, but who? They were like one single person, not kirav heim, kirav who? There was achdus, complete achdus amongst them, and that's why they were afraid. So they said, "Atoy yelachu hakohol." This is a kehila. What is that? That every person contributes what they can to be part of that goal, and therefore we're stuck. And how are we going to do this together? I have no idea what this means. But he says that the Rosh Hashanah of the words Vayar, Bolok, Ben, Tzipor, Eis, Kolash, Osi, Yisroel, Lo Emori adds up to 232, which is very significant because he says there's four known Tzirufim of the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. One adds up to 72, one to 63, one to 45, and one to 52. And that combination of those 72 plus 63 plus 45 plus 52 is the Gematria of Reish Lamed Beis of 232, meaning he saw that this is the power of Amira that they have. It's all Rosh Hashanah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it all together, and I see that's what they're doing, and that's the power they have. Where do we go? So like the Zohar Kodesh says, they went to the person whose power was in Dibur, Bilam. Balak's power was in Asiyah. Bilam's power was in Dibur. And they went there to try and combat and annihilate Klal Yisrael.
Sorry, which Shemus were involved? I'm sure the four
Shemus. It's four combinations of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Four ways of combining it to come up with different gematrias. One gematria is 72, one 63, one's 45, and one's 52. Yeah. And that's kirav hu, because they were ba'achdus. One of the things that, as Bilam proceeded, he went and his donkey turns around to him, the Osain says to him, you've hit me three times. And why does he use regalim instead of pa'amim? So famously Rashi tells us, because from the Medrash, that remez, romaz loy, atom evakish la'akir umo, hachigega shloisha regalim. You want to annihilate a nation that keeps the three regalim? So Shem Yishmael asks, well, what's so significant about the fact that we keep shloisha regalim? What's so special about that? It's obviously a tremendous schus. What is that schus? So he said that his father, Rav Menezer, told him that this mitzvah is the hepech of the mahus of the Rishoy Umay Sa'olam, like Bilam and his comrades. They also want Kivas Elikim. Who doesn't want Kivas Elikim? With Kivas Elikim comes every single bracha in the world. Of course they want Kivas Elikim. However, they don't want to have to give up anything for it. They certainly don't want to have to give up, as he defines it, their ma'asim ha'mechoyorim. They don't want to have to give them up in order to be able to get Kivas Elikim. And Klal Yisrael are completely different. Okay, we're oile l'regel. Do you know what happens when we're oile l'regel? We leave everything behind. We leave our entire gashmius behind. Our homes, our property, our possessions, our livestock, and we leave and we go to El Eregel. It's Mavil Alarayim, the mysterious nefesh of Klal Yisrael, to be able to do that. To go to Yerushalayim, to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. That is one of the things, of the main, one of the main haftochas. For Le'yachmeid Ish HaSarit HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, don't worry, I'll make sure that no one will covet your land when you go up. But the mysterious nefesh, to do that, to be Ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to do that, is phenomenal. He says perhaps that's even why there's a halacha, someone who doesn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael is not machiv to be El Eregel. Why not? Because part of the whole mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is that mysterious nefesh of leaving everything behind and showing that it's me and the Rebbeinu Shlom with nothing else is relevant. He says that the Umas Olam can't do. He says the Maral, says the Shem Yishmul, the Maral tells us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the famous story, that Menashe HaMelech came to Rav Ashi in a dream. And he said to him, Rav Ashi had said something non-complimentary about Menashe HaMelech and his subjection of Klal Yisrael to Avodah Zarah over tens of years. And Menashe HaMelech said to him, let me ask you, when you cut the bread, when you betei asapas, where exactly do you cut it? Rav Ashi didn't know, it wasn't obvious. So he said to him, you cut it in the place where it's baked best. That's hidur mitzvah. You don't even know that. And in our days, if you knew what children knew, and you're coming along, and you have tainas on us about the fact that we were Avodah Zarah. So Rav Ashi responded to him and said to him, "Ma'achad dechakim tu kulehai." So okay, so you're tremendously clever. You were chachamim. I have no denial of that. Oh, but my time a kopol chisul Avodah Zarah. If you were so such chachamim, how were you over the Avodah Zarah? To which Rav Ashi said to him, "Amalei." Menashe said back to Rav Ashi, "I havas hosam, havas noki b'shipule glima v'ra'at asabasroi." If you would have been there and you would have been wearing a long cloak, which would have impeded you running quicker because you wouldn't have been able to take such large strides because your cloak would have been around you and would have constrained you that little bit, you would have lifted it up above your waist that little to get there those few milliseconds quicker. Such would have been your desire to get closer to Avodah Zarah. So explains the Maharal, there's two types of ritzonus that a person can have. Sometimes he says a person can have a ritzon that I want to do something, I really want to do something, and anything that will get in my way, I'll find a way of overcoming it, of sidestepping it, of getting under it. Somehow I will bypass that hindrance in order to fulfill my rotzen. That's one type of a rotzen that a person does. He'll remove any type of mania that's in his way. You can have someone else, he doesn't really have a rotzen to do something, it's just that his yetzer is pushing him to do it. He's got a type of it, in his seichel he doesn't really want to do it. What he's really waiting and hoping for is that something should come and impede him from being able to being able to carry out the rotzen of his yetzer. He can't stop himself, but in his mayach he knows he shouldn't. We all know what that means, and I wish something would come in the way and stop that happening. So he says that is what Menashe was telling Rav Ashi. You know, if you would have been there, you would have had such a rotzen that you would have really wanted to do it. That if there would have been this little hindrance there, you would have found a way of getting around that. But we were different. We didn't really want to be doing it. You're asking, yes, we were chachamim. We were tremendous chachamim. As we know, and the yates in our times were so strong, and the Mashiach was so powerful, we found we struggled to be able to, but did we want to? No. We were hoping something would come in our way and delay us and stop us and impede us from being able to carry it out. So he says the same thing is with Avodas Hashem. Sometimes as a person who has a desire to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, I'm desperate to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, I'm desperate. A hindrance comes in the way, something that's impeding me, something that's stopping me, I'll find a way of getting around it because I'm desperate to be Mekayim the Avodas Hashem. That's my Etzem Rotzen. You can get sometimes a person where, no, you know what, halavai, there'll be something that, I won't have to do it. If I can find a way that, Baruch Hashem, something's worked out that I don't have to be Mekayim that mitzvah. Or Baruch Hashem, something's worked out that I don't have to be worried about that chumrah. So how do you know the difference between these two returns, says the Shem Mishmur? See how the person does mitzvahs. If the person does mitzvahs with simcha, he does Zavodas Hashem with simcha, he's megageya, he enjoys it, he can't wait to do the mitzvah, then you know, like by Rabbi Kiva said, then you know that this person is doing a mitzvah b'shemus. If it comes with a bit of a krechts and a laziness and he's not looking forward to it, and as soon as he can get out of it, then you know it's not coming from the best place. He says that's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam. What did Bilam say to Avdei Balak? Lo uchal la'aver es pi Hashem. It's not that I want to do rots on Hashem. I just can't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as I would want to, I can't. I have to do what Hashem says. But that's not his rotsen. Klal Yisrael are completely the opposite. We do our mitzvahs besimcha, we're oile l'regel, even though it's a hard mitzvah, and it's three times a year, we've just been there Rosh Pesach, we go back again Shavuos, we've just been there Shavuos, and Pesach to Shavuos, how long is it? We go back there Sukkos, we mafka our houses, we go to Yerushalayim, but we do it with simcha. That's the whole meaning of chagigas haregel. A chagiga is an enjoyment, where Klal Yisrael go and they really enjoy what they're doing. He says that's what Rashi means later on in the parasha when Bilam talks about the midas of Klal Yisrael. He says, "Kishen oimdim mishenosam." When they get up from their sleep, shachris, he miskabrim lachdu v'samitzus. The chaprayne mitzus. What do? Lil beishtitzis likri kriyas shma laniach tefillin. So the fact that they're chapping arayne mitzus shows you we get up. We want to do mitzus. That's what we want to do. So there's a famous question that's asked. The order is wrong. Rashi says, "What's the chap lachdu v'samitzus?" To put on tzitzis, kriyas shma, and then tefillin. Hey, you can't say kriyas shma without wearing tefillin, because it's made it edus sheker ba'atzmai. So everyone asked this question of what's going on. So someone told me they once got they asked the kashrut of Chaim Kanievsky, and Chaim Kanievsky said it's talking about someone who gets up late, so you're going to miss off on kriyas shma. So he quickly comes on kriyas shma and then he puts the tefillin on late on. Yeah, but even that, it's talking about the ma'aleh of Klal Yisrael. Someone wakes up late, what does he do? He's got it. Oh, he's chesed. I want to chaperayim shma. I don't want to lose out. Shma b'zmanay. So he does it. Yeah, that's. But this should be cooked, yeah, not that's what he wants to do. The Shemeshul says brilliant. He says, you know why Rashi says it in this order? Tfilin, similar thing. Tfilin needs a gufnaki. Not always does a person have a gufnaki to put on tfilin. So he says, you know what? But for Shema, I don't need to have a gufnaki. So I can't even put on my tfilin. Oh, but I'll chaperein a Shema. And that's why it's in that order. He says, and that's Klal Yisrael. That's the difference between us. And between the Umat Olam. And that's what the donkey was telling Bilam. You're trying to get rid of this nation who's Chigig, Shonish, Regalim. You ain't got a chance. Because look how they do it. Look how they apply themselves to that mitzvah. He has another beautiful shtickle on this week's parasha. He's got another beautiful shtickle later on. He says, the Medrash Rabbah says, as they were going, the Bilam on his donkey, there was a Goder Mizeh, a Goder Mizeh. As we know, there's also three different stops, being Meramis, the three different Avos HaKadoshim, and the Zchuyos, and each one showing what they were about. But he says, there's a Medrash. Godu Mizeh, Godu Mizeh. Ein ata yochel lishleik bohem. You can't be shoylet on these people. You know why? She biyedehem luchois, ksuvim mishnei evrei. Mizeh u mizehim ksuvim. The Medrash darshan the Mizeh u mizeh. Godu Mizeh, Godu Mizeh. Ah, that's referring to the luchos that they got, which are Mizeh u mizehim ksuvim. The Shemesh, well, what is this? What's the remnant of this chus? So he says, there's a one of the things that Bilam and Balak wanted to do was to stop Klal Yisrael being mischaber ruchnius and gashmius together. They said, you know what? We just va'agorshenu min ha'aretz. Just get rid of them. They shouldn't give min ha'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. The main thing is they shouldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. If they get to Eretz Yisrael, they should stay in the midbar. They should have mon, they should be in the Ananei HaKavod, have the Be'er Shomiram. Just live Ruchnius, Ruchnius, Ruchnius. But don't ever get that make Gashmius into Ruchnius as well. Just keep the two separate. We want our Gashmius with just solely Gashmius and nothing else. And you keep your Ruchnius to yourselves. Just, I go, Shana bin Ares, don't let that, because if they come into Eretz Yisrael, what's the whole tachlis of going into Eretz Yisrael? To be mechaber ruchnius to kedusha, so, and that's what he said as well. This is what they have. They have this thing. Umisvaris roiva b'nei Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the most mundane of things, which in the Umos Olam look at it as being the most gashmi of anything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying mosai yovoi the oisit tzaddik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yeah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says this is what my people do. They infuse the world with kedusha. They are male the whole of gashmi is to be ruchni as well. He says that can only come through the koyach of Torah. This maila that Klal Yisrael have, that they can infuse the whole of Gashmius with Ruchnius and actually transform Gashmius into being Ruchni, that comes through the koyach of Torah. Why? The metzias of every nivra, the metzias, our essence, is found in the Torah. He says, and that's hinted to in the Luchas. Mizeh or Mizeh in Ksuvim. He said, there's two ways you can write. We mentioned this last week. To be choikek means to hew into the stone. You can write on a piece of paper. So you have two neighbors, two very good neighbors, the paper and the ink. Or you can erase the ink. Once you choikek into the stone, once it's hewed out into the stone, or befrat mizeh mizeh im ksuvim, it's hewn through, right through to the other side, that you can mizeh mizeh im ksuvim, it's all part of it itself. That's what Klal Yisrael are. We are mizeh mizeh im ksuvim, said the donkey to Bilam, what are you trying to do? You're trying to unite this nation who are through and through verbunden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're completely makusha to him. They're chokuk all the way through. And that's what you won't be able to get rid of them. He says at the end, he says, maybe that's why we have a minhag that a chosen gets an aliyah, it's a halacha, he gets an aliyah to the Torah on Shabbos before his chasana. That what? To tell him, be miskasha with the Torah. And with the koyach of Torah, you can be male all dvarim gashmiim to dvarim ruchniim. And maybe that's why a bar mitzvah boy gets his aliyah also on a Shabbos. Yeah? Why? On the Shabbos of his, the week that he became bar mitzvah, we tell him, yeah, go and have an aliyah to the Torah, go and learn from the Torah. Because in your life, if you're mekusha to Torah through the power of Torah, you can take everything in the world, and you can make it kaddish. How? With the observer, with keeping Torah, with keeping mitzvahs, with the understanding of Torah, mekusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, he said, you can't get rid of this nation. They're an immortal nation because everything is a davar ruchni. Because mizeh mizeh heim ksuvim. There's one other, time allowing, beautiful Moav Hashemesh later on in the parasha. He says, "Vayisav Bilam Eseinu Bayar Yisrael Sheichin Mishvatov." Famously, the prelude to the bracha of Matayva Alecha Yisrael. He said, "Kali Yisrael Sheichin Mishvatov, but he Allah of Ruach Elokim." Says Rashi, "Vayisav Bilam Eseinu Bikesh Lhakris by Ma'ayin Hora." But he saw they were sheikhin ishvatov, yirah called shevet, v'shevet sheikhin atzmai, ve'enon mu'urovin. They're not, there's no irov, each shevet has its designated place. Also, ra'a she'en pischeyen mechuvanin zek neged zeh, there's a certain tznius, they're not looking into each other's tents, minding their own business. But he Allah of Ruach Elokim. But he Allah of Ruach Elokim, says the Ma'ariv Sarah, it's a beautiful thing. But he Allah, should say, but he Aleim. Sorry. It says about Tehi Olav, it was on him, sorry. It says the Zohar HaKadosh, like we saw at the beginning of the parasha, Klal Yisrael can be referred to as in the singular, that Tehi Olav was Al Yisrael Shorso Ashrina, that he wasn't able to be Mekalala. That Tehi Olav Ruach Elokim, the Ruach Elokim was on Klal Yisrael, because they were Ba'achdus, that means even though they were Sheikhin Mishvatov, they were in separate Shvatim, it's not a steer to Achdus. Everyone realized what their Tafkid was. Everyone realized that they don't look into Yenim's tent. Doesn't mean that it has to be, it's not uniformity, it's unity, and therefore, but he says, what's the shot? He said, it's a middle keneged middle. They were showing themselves not to look into Yenim's tent, they were showing themselves to mind their own business, not to look into Yenim's business, not to be machnis and ayin hara into someone else, which sometimes what happens when people are too nosy into other people's things, it's goyim ayin hara. They were machpid not to look in order never to get to that nisoyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, right, midah keneged midah, I'll shelter you from the ayin hara of Bina Marasha. And then he says a beautiful thing. He says, perhaps there's another kavana, the Ma'ariv HaShemesh. He said, maybe there's another kavana in this ein pischei mechuvanin zeh mechuvanin, the entrances are not opposite one another. He says about every tzaddik, means really every potential tzaddik, which is every yid, has a particular connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is uniquely theirs. By definition, every person has a unique combination of a neshama, a nefesh, seichel, feelings, senses. It's this unique combination that every single one of us has. And a part of a face upon him is Magale, what's going on in the Pnim. No one has ever looked the same, no one will ever look the same. That means every person has a uniquely defined Avodas Hashem. And just because a person saw that his Rebbe did exactly this and this, or his friends do exactly this and this, if he mimics it, it's Begeder Mitzvah Sanoshim Ulumada. He has to take what he sees and see how that applies to his Sheresh HaNashama, to how it applies to his midas, to his tchunas hanefesh, and develop his avodas Hashem based on that, but that's defined as being uniquely his. And that's what he says, kol echod yiftach lo pesach v'shari kedusha b'fnei atzmoi. And that's what he means. He saw ro pischein, he saw that their entries into avodas Hashem were not identical. No one was looking in and saying, oh, he's avodas Hashem like that, I'll do exactly the same. Because it don't work. If it works for him, it's not going to work for me. I can take inspiration, but use it to make it that it's mine, with my tchunus hanevesh, with my feelings, with my senses, and make a vatiyah l'avurach elokim. And then a person has a shari, the shchunah shari on a person. When a person looks and finds their own derech of avodas Hashem, and he says, you know, the Yitzhara, whenever a person tries to begin avodas Hashem, a person has an idea of how one can be more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of how I can infuse my avodas Hashem with something new, the Yitzhara will do everything he can to stop that. So what do I have to do? I've got a bigger ribbon. I've got to find another avenue and a new inspiration. And you should know, each time he's going to be trying something else. But Klal Yisrael has that koyach. I have many different psochim. HaKadosh Baruch has given us many different tchunas. Even in the one person, a lot of different midas and a lot of different tchunas and a lot of capabilities and talents and uniqueness, that I can have a diversity within my own avoda, that I can always be able to combat the Yetzirah. And when he'll try and block this entry into Avodas Hashem, so I'll take a diversion. I've got another entry into Avodas Hashem. He'll try and block that. I have another one. And that's the way I can have my tachbulas, like the Gemara says, that Kali sort of have such a plethora of mitzvahs that we can fly from one mitzvah to another, and our inspiration never needs to stop. Right at the end of the parasha, we know the famous story of Pinchas got up when he saw that Cosby and Zimri were being over on the Avera. But what happened was is that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask, what's the halacha? And Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha. V'heim ha-boichim, Pasuk says, V'heim ha-boichim Pesach ha-yom ha-yom nis'al ma-men ha-halacha ka-la-boi la-ramis kanoim pa-yim ha-yom 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 the extent of the Ahavas HaTorah that they had, that when they forgot something, they all burst out crying. Why did they cry? Nis'alma imenu halacha, go kulam b'vchiyah. The halacha was hidden from them, they started to cry, because they forgot a halacha. That's how much Torah meant to them. He said that over 100 years ago in Yerushalayim, keep this nice and short, he says in Shari Chesed, there was a shul where there was a little shir, a little Mishnah shir that went on every day for the Balabatim. There was one yid who used to come, he used to sit in the shir, he used to sleep the whole way through the shir, but every so often he used to shudder with a shake and then carried on, but looked to them like he was sleeping. It was okay, you know, it was older people. Luckily it wasn't younger kids, they would have absolutely made it sonorous on this fellow. The older people in the shir, they felt it was interesting. He came, always came to the shir, didn't miss a day, but was sat there, looked like he was fast asleep. Every so often he would shudder. One time there was a tremendous snowstorm, one of these snowstorms that came up, never happens in Yerushalayim, but no one, it was impossible to go out, even to walk was quite dangerous. But the Magid Shir of the Shir thought, Efshah, someone will come, I've got to go. He came. Who was there? This one Yid, this Russian Yid, snow wasn't a big deal for him, and he came, he was in the Shir, so it was just the two of them. And this Yid thought, look, this guy never really listens to the Shir, so he doesn't, no point me sitting down and bloody Mishnayot with him. Achapash Luz, always wanted to know, so he says to him, starts, oh, where are you from? What's your background? Have you come here? And he says, you know, I've wondered that, does it mean anything for you? Do you understand it? Because it looks to me like you're sleeping. And also, every so often you shudder. Is everything okay? So he says, look, I'll tell you. He says, this is how far back we're going. He says, there was the Tsar made a decree that they used to go around chopping little Yiddish kids. And they took them, they were called Kantonisten, and they put them into the Russian army. They kept them there for 25, 30 years. They forgot everything about their Yiddishkeit, hopefully just about the fact that they were Jewish, they remembered. But once they came out, they were already well into their 30s or 40s. There was no chance of them ever really becoming integrated back into the Yiddishkeit that they had been torn away from. And he says, and I was swept into that, and I came out, and I've made my way here to Eretz Yisrael, and the truth is, I don't know anything. I don't understand the word of your Mishnah. He says, but there is one thing I've got to tell you. When I was in the army, one of the things that we did have to do, every so often there would be a random roll call, and you had to know the name and position, the name and the portfolio of every minister in the government. That you had to know, because this is who you were fighting for. This is what you were standing for. So of course you had to know the king, and you had to know the queen, and you had to know the princes and princesses. You also had to know every person's portfolio and their name. And because we knew, if we didn't know it, that we could either be killed or sent to Siberia, as well, in our spare time, that's all we did. We found ways of memorizing this one, this is what he does, and this is what it is, and this job is fulfilled by this person, and we tested each other, and we kept it. And you knew, when someone mentioned that name, it sent a dread through you of, because you needed to know who the general was, what was his responsibility. He says, you know, I came here, and I came to him, so I wanted to start to learn Torah, but I couldn't, it just wouldn't go. So I've been too long out of it, and been ruined by the Russian army, I can't. And one thing I want to know is, who are our generals? Who are our decision makers? So I started to memorize the names, because that I can do, of all the Tanoim and Amorim. And whenever a name of a Tano and Amore is mentioned, I shudder, because it brings back that thing that, this, I have to remember my general. So when you're giving the shir, I'm not asleep, it's just that I don't follow. But when I hear the name of the Tano, that's when I shake, because I know those are our generals. You saw a Kadoshim name. The love of Torah, the Magid Shir, when he made the Siyam, at the end of that Seder, at the end of the Shas, so he told the people in the shir, he wanted to tell them about the Choshu Yid in their shir. He said, you know what, I'm willing to swap the schus of my finishing shas for that yid's finishing shas, the way he's finished shas. Because the nachas ruach that must give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immeasurably greater than anything that we can imagine. And appreciate, that's what happened here. They forgot a halacha, and they burst out crying. Because that's what Torah means to Klal Yisrael. That's what's ma'achad Klal Yisrael. That's where our inspiration comes from. That's where we grow from. That's where we are nurtured from. And that's how we infuse the whole world with Kedusha. That everything is real Kedusha. And Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Shavim Mezakas. That we should be able to do that. We should be able to be Oleh L'Regel. Together with all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.